Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in advance of the horrific attack in Moscow at the weekend, the US had issued a warning that such an attack might happen. So even if relations might be a bit frosty between two countries, are such warnings standard procedure? The security and defence analyst Declan Power joins us now. Afternoon, Declan.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Would it be standard procedure for the US to warn countries they might be attacked?
It would be, yeah, in the great scheme of things, especially countries they have friendly relationships with. In the case of Russia, it's a little bit unusual in that, you know, Russia and the US are not enjoying normal diplomatic relationships, no more than Russia is not enjoying normal diplomatic relationships with the rest of the world, for the most part, or certainly the Western world and Western Europe. But some points have been made that they had an obligation to tell Russia on the basis that they knew it was a civilian target that was going to be attacked and that it would result in civilian deaths. And on humanitarian grounds, that would make sense. But that wouldn't be the only reason that they would have told them. Because of the nature of the geopolitical situation and what's happening, particularly the war in Ukraine, it would have been known in U.S. intelligence circles that such an attack would lead to the Russians trying to proclaim that it had emanated from Ukraine. It would be very unlikely for that to be believed in the Western world, because the modus operandi of the Ukrainians has been to observe the rules of warfare in the Geneva Convention, and they have only attacked military targets and done so as part of their defensive measures. However, Russia has been engaged in a long-term propaganda war as well, particularly targeting the Global South and large tracts of the Third World in Africa, where there wouldn't be the same level of communication or experience of discussing these kinds of matters, and it would be very easy for the Russians to put a negative spin on it if they were let and try and claim that they'd suffered this horrendous atrocity at the hands of the Ukrainians, which would suit Vladimir Putin's both political and military objectives. So the US would have been thinking across a number of different strategic platforms on this.
Yeah. But it would, notwithstanding any of that, no country wants to see 137 of their citizens murdered in this way. How come the US were able to get some inkling this was going to happen, but the Russians didn't?
Well, the question you ask points to the answer as to why were the Russians targeted as opposed to somewhere in the Western world. I'm sure a lot of your listeners would assume that the West would be a juicier or more attractive target to Islamic militants. And the reality of that is, or the truth of the matter is, that since Islamic State reared its head and Islamic militancy had been a security problem for the West, a lot of investment was put into developing various intelligence approaches to be able to manifest, harness rather, and harvest knowledge in advance, be able to gather intelligence. And amongst the various types of intelligence developed is the good old-fashioned one of human intelligence. But that takes time. That takes investment of time, training, money often, and capacity. And so to develop good human intelligence networks in organizations or in and around organizations that exist, such as Islamic State or other terrorist organizations, that takes time to get it to a depth and a level that it harvests the quality of information. But that's what you're seeing happening now. And indeed, Islamic State themselves would have been aware of that. So their ability to launch an operation to attack a target, such as somewhere in Paris or New York or London, is much more difficult than it would be to do it in some other part of the world. And the Russians, for all of their military might, they're not that sophisticated when it comes to intelligence gathering and analysis, and they tend to be quite blunt. The Islamic State operation would have been easier to manifest in Russia, because very much all of their assets and resources are targeted towards the West and towards Ukraine. It tends to be an all-or-nothing approach with the Russians. And that's also down to the fact that their national security apparatus is driven politically rather than professionally. What I mean by that is that people tend to tell their master in a totalitarian regime what they want to hear and target in the direction that they want, rather than where the state's needs are.
And the antipathy of ISIS towards Russia, is that mostly due to Russia's involvement in Syria?
Yeah, absolutely, Syria. But also, it shouldn't be forgotten, I mean, the Chechen war has created a lot of bad blood between the fundamentalist Islamic world and Russia. So yes, Syria, the Syrian regime under President al-Assad exists because Russia stepped in, albeit with assistance from Iran. And before that, Russia had engaged in a really nasty war in Chechnya that the Western world knew little about because there was hardly any media input there. There were a lot of atrocities on both sides, but the Russians resorted to their ages-old tactic of might and weight. And they steamrolled opposition in Chechnya and installed a puppet regime, which has been quite brutal itself. And that hasn't been forgotten. And some of your listeners will remember the Beslan school siege some 20-odd years ago, where the Russian response to the siege by Chechen terrorists led to probably as many people being killed as if the terrorists had been left to their own devices. They may also remember, again, I think some less than 20 years ago, 18 years ago, the Russian response to a siege in another theatre that led to the Russian special forces gassing both the terrorists and the people, leading to a number of deaths before the special forces team to resolve the situation were deployed. So, you know, if you're a terrorist group and you're thinking of you want to attack relevant targets or relevant enemies, and you have a choice between the West and Russia, well, Russia is a more attractive option for two reasons. One, you're going to get to do it a little bit easier there. You won't come up under their gaze as quickly. Two, the response of the security services there is going to be so brutal and so lacking in strategic nous that you're going to multiply the casualties and the impact.
Yeah, because, and you know, I think probably most people have seen pictures of the four suspects when they appeared in court, and obviously they hadn't been treated very gently. The fact that they're all from Tajikistan, yet at the same time, Russia's, or you know, the Kremlin is still saying, well, we don't know if it wasn't Ukraine or not. Will they keep that up?
Yes, they will keep it up, because there are plenty of wise fools out there who will carry that message and who will parrot the Kremlin's line. And as long as you can get a narrative of some sort like that going, no matter how erroneous it is, never underestimate the ability of people to believe what they want to believe. You don't even have to go outside these shores to come across people who will happily believe some of Putin's nonsense on that matter.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But might that, though, at the same time, given that, you know, this is an enormous and catastrophic and appalling attack, that the Kremlin might start turning its attention towards ISIS a bit more?
They'll turn their attention to it, but I suppose the sad truth is that Islamic State attacks, and there probably will be more of them, for particularly the reason that you just mentioned, the extremely brutal way that the Russian authorities, the National Guard, and indeed the National Security Authorities have treated the prisoners. They didn't just treat them brutally. They're advertising it to their own internal audience because they want to... revenge is an important bit of material to shore up Putin's political platform. But this is also going to generate tit for tat. I mean, it's going to generate the Islamic world responding or attempting to respond to show that they have a reach. And it won't be enough to destabilize the Russian state. And their strategic objectives will still be very much based or facing towards Ukraine and to confronting the West. But if it continues, and if they can manifest the brutality that they have in the most recent attack, Islamic State will start to undermine or contribute to the undermining of Putin as the strong man of Russia to his own people, primarily the people who have power, the securocrats, the oligarchs, and those others that hold power in the Russian state.
That'd be an interesting prospect. Declan Power is a security and defence analyst. Declan, thanks a million for talking with us today.
Thanks.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.